Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Art Schult. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Herb Noren. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, John Buzzard. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Purkey. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bob Purkey. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Altman moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Altman tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Cubs. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards second. Temple scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Temple moves to third. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Temple scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Neiman and he is safe. Robinson steals second. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch takes first base on ball four. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco misplays the ball. That's an error on Casco. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perky fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Perky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perky takes first base on ball 4. Casco moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Casco scores. Perky moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Bill Henry now pitching. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. Perky moves to third. Temple moves to second. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Bell reaches second base with a double. Perky scores. Temple scores. It's 4-3, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marshall strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch. Banks reaches second base with a double. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 3. the Cubs will come to bat. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Noren hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, Cubs. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willard Schmidt now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henry moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Altman reaches second base with a double. Henry scores. Taylor moves to third. It's 6-4, Cubs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a pop-up towards short. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks is walked intentionally. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Taylor scores. Altman moves to third. Banks moves to second. It's 7-4, Cubs. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Casco hits a fly ball into right field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Wysenant pinch hits for Willard Schmidt. Pete Wysenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wysenant strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Temple hits a line drive towards third. Dark reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Noren strikes out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Neiman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pinson strikes out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Taylor bunts towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Temple covering, for the out. Henry moves to second. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Henry scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Cubs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Casco hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. Schult hits a line drive towards third. Jones reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Noren hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Pendleton pinch hits for Jim Brosnan. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Cubs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Bell reaches second base with a double. Don Elston now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Acker now pitching. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Neiman hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Acker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Taylor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Art Schultz now playing right field. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lynch hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Cubs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones is called out on strikes. One out. John Powers pinch hits for Eddie Casco. John Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers takes first base on ball 4. Bailey moves to second. Whitey Lockman pinch hits for Tom Acker. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall fields it and throws to second for the out. Bailey moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Henrich now playing shortstop. Orlando Pena now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks takes first base on ball four. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 4 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up towards short. Henrik settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds 6. The Reds will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Robinson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Cincinnati Reds, 6. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.